Awesome. How you guys doing? Good. Well, tonight is the final part of the Growing Pains series we started a couple weeks ago. And tonight is called The Great Exchange. How many of you have ever taken something back to the store? You've exchanged something? Anybody? Especially because Christmas is coming up, so you know it's going to happen. Some crazy aunt is going to get you some ugly sweater, and you're going to have to take it back and get rid of it. She's going to be like, oh, you look so great, this. And you're just going to be like, all right, whatever. I'm taking it back. Okay. And you walk off, and you take it back to the store, and you got to exchange it, right? Now, sometimes they'll only give you something called store credit. They're like, okay, so if you take it back to the store, and you're just like, oh, you give it back to them, and they're kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll take that back, but you got to get something here in the store. So we exchange it, right? But, you know, you probably thought, oh, there's a cool shirt I want, or there's something, so you exchange it. Well, tonight we're talking about an exchange, but a great exchange, the greatest exchange. Now, since Christmas is coming up, I really, really feel like this is fitting because, see, what happened is God made the ultimate exchange for you. He sent his son Jesus to die for your sins to save you. He exchanged his son for you, which is awesome. So the great exchange we're talking about. Now, your life is made up of lots of exchanges over time, okay? Some are good, some are bad. See, I can remember a bad time. How many of you here played Pokemon cards at one point in your life? Okay. Well, I was a nerd in junior high. I used to get to school early to trade Pokemon cards. And do you got yours? I don't have many of mine left. But so I got to the school early, right, to trade. And I'm up there, right, and this guy's making this trade, and he's like, he's got a Beedrill. I don't know if any of you know what who that is. Beedrill, yeah. And I had a Charizard, all right? And I really wanted Beedrill for some reason. But Charizard was my favorite. He was the holographic one. You know, you turn it in the fire, like, and Charizard's all fierce. And I was just like, man, this is so cool. And I'm really glad that I stopped doing that because I would have never had a girlfriend. But that's cool. So anyways, I'm sitting there, and I've got my Charizard card, right? And I'm talking to this kid. And he's like, yeah, man, I'll trade you this Beedrill, man. This Beedrill's on. And I'll throw this other one in there, too. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm feeling kind of pressured, you know, like he's like, man, come on, it's a good deal, it's a good deal. I don't know who this guy was, though. He was had to be like 22. I don't know, he was really, he had facial hair and everything. He's like, come on, man, you know, you want to trade, come on. And I'm just like, all right, let me think about it. I'm looking at Charizard, and Charizard's like, don't trade me, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Charizard, I really want Beedrill and this other, I don't even forget what it was, Poliwrath or something like that, I don't know. Yeah, so anyways. So I'm sitting here. Now you can tell that I did this for a really long time because I still remember the names. So that's how sad it is. But anyways, I have my Charizard card, right? And I'm going to trade him. I get the Beedrill and the thing. I'm like, man, you know, feeling good. And then I walk home and I notice something. The colors are a little off. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, they're fake. I totally got scammed. And my Charizard was gone with the dude with the beard. And I don't even know who he was. I didn't even get his name. I was like, oh, that was a bad exchange. Really bad exchange. I was just like, oh my gosh. But see, Christmas coming around, people often don't think, you know, they're thinking presents, they're thinking everything like that. But people a lot of times don't think about the risk that God took sending his son for us. You see, because he sent his son for us to die for our sins, knowing that there would be those of us that served him, but also that there'd be those of us that didn't serve him. But he still made that choice, the great exchange, the best exchange that could have ever been made. Can you throw up that verse for me, that first verse? Let's read this. It's John 3:16. Everybody should know this. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Yeah, everybody knows. Okay, now so I was looking at something interesting. The actual Greek translation of world right there, for God loved the world so much. Here it is. For God loved the, go ahead. For God loved the world, and world actually means God hating world. This certain world in the Greek means God-hating world. So it actually reads, for God loved the God-hating world so much that he gave his one. Now, man, listen to that. For God loved the God-hating world. Everybody hated him, but he still loved us. There's still people today. There's us today sometimes, and by our actions, it shows that we hate God. But God loved us so much, he still made this exchange. He gave up his son so we could have the chance of eternal life, so we could spend eternity with him, so we could get out of our sins, so we could have a new life. He gives us that chance. He makes this exchange. But see, here's the thing, is he loves you so much, he gave you a choice.
He gave you a choice to choose if you want to exchange or not. Just like I had the choice to trade my Charizard for the fake Beedrill and the fake. I had the choice. I could have said, no, man, as intimidating as that dude with the beard was, I could have backed up and been like, no, dude, I don't want to do this. But I did. I made the choice. So God's giving you an awesome deal, a deal that you would never want to return. But you're going to make the choice. The great exchange. So God made an amazing exchange for us. See, God wants to give you something new. This whole series, we were talking about steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. What does a righteous man do? He takes steps with God. See, God wants to give you something new. Something new. Who likes to get something new in here? You're like, yeah, I like new stuff. You get something new. When I get like a new book or something, does anybody else do this, or am I just be me? I get a new book, and this is the first thing I do. Yeah, I'm weird. He's just like, you're weird. You smell new books. I'm like, even if it's like a school book, even though I'm like, I really don't like this book, but at the beginning of the year, if you get the new books, you know, you can tell if you got the used book. It smells like fart and like some nasty, like you're like, oh, and somebody's written all over it. There's probably gum stuck between two pages, and then some dude's called you a mean, nasty name on the first page. You're like, dude, I don't even know you. Why'd you call me that? So, you know, and but if you get a new book, you're gonna be just like, oh, it's new. Or like a new car smell. I love a new car smell, but I hate the fake remake of the new car smell. I hate that. It does not smell like a new car. It smells like butt, okay? It's just like, you're like, oh, yeah, this would be a new car if an old person died in it. All right. I'm out here. Oh, no. You know, but seriously, new. And God wants to give you something new. He wants to give you something awesome, something brand new, shiny. Like how it looks like he washed his hair today. See how new that looks? That looks amazing. I really like this. It's man, I used to have really, really long hair like this, and I I love it. Anyways, so new. Next days continue. Okay, but let's read this. Let's read this verse. Let's read this next verse. Throw up there, Mark 2:22. And no one, okay, this is Jesus talking. He said, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins. Okay, now I'm going to explain this to you because I've heard this verse my entire life, and no one has ever sat down and told me what in the world this means, okay? Because, you know, obviously, here, throw it back up there. Obviously, the new wine can't go into the old skins. This is why. Now, I looked this up, okay? So I know what I'm talking about. They used to take like goat skins, okay, like animal skins, sheep, whatever, and they would make the wine skin to hold, you know, the wine. And if you put new wine in a new wine skin, it was okay because the new skin had stretch to it and it would expand because new wine lets off these gases when it ferments. All right, so when it does that, it stretches the wine skin, right? But if it's a new wine skin, no problem. Now an old wine skin has already been stretched to its limit. All right, it can't go no more. If you put new wine in it, guess what's going to happen? And then you lost both the wineskin, which you could have put old wine in, and the new wine. So God wants to give you something new, but see, a lot of you've got this same old stretched out thing you've been rocking for a while now, all right? You got this deal, you know, you got these things you won't let go of. So God wants to give you something new, but he can't. Just like, has anybody tried to hand you something and you've got something in your hands? You know, they're like, here, hold this. And eventually you've got so much stuff in your hands, you're like, hold this. You're just like, you know, and you just like drop everything. God's trying to give you something new. But what have you got in your hand? What's in your hand? See, because there's some of you in here, you're holding on to something. God wants to take you to a new level, but you're holding on to something. Now, it could be something good. It could be a blessing God gave you. But he's saying, I want to give you something better. And you're still holding on to that same old blessing. And he's saying, but I got something new for you, but you don't want to lose what you got in your hand. But he wants to give you something new, like new wine, but he needs to give you the new wineskin, or else it's just going to all over the floor. See, God loves us so much, which we said this earlier, that he gives you this deal, right? He gives you this thing, this exchange. He says, do you want to exchange? God's like, I got something awesome in my hand. What do you got in yours? You're just like, oh, it's okay. It's whatever. All right, well, I want to trade. I don't know. I kind of like this. I'm going to go over here. And he's like, this is awesome. Like, I mean, it'd be like you're driving like a ratty old Buick or something, okay? It's like falling apart. And God's got this like brand new Camaro SS, all leather, everything. He's like, look, you can have the Camaro. I'll take the Buick. No, I like the way this thing turns because when I turn, my horn honks. And I like that. You know, but God's like, wait, look at this. This is awesome. You're like, no, I'm comfortable here. Yes, he's got an iPhone. You got a regular flip phone. He's just like, check out my iPhone, man. You want it?
No, I'm good. I like to flip my phone open. All right, whatever.
But God wants to give you something new. In order to grow with God, you have to change. You have to let go of the old, and you have to take on the new. Because God has something new for each and every one of you. Okay, I want to talk about a woman. A woman at the well. Has anybody heard this story before in the Bible? Let's go. Go ahead, throw it up there. So let's have a read. We're just gonna have a little read. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." Okay, so a little background here. Jesus sitting on a well. A lady comes up. She wants some water. Now this is crazy because she's Samaritan and Jesus is a Jew. Jewish people looked down on Samaritans. They were like next to animals, okay? They didn't talk to them. So for Jesus to point blank talk, and she was a woman at that. So during that time, woman, you know, I mean, it was just, you know, it was crazy. So he's sitting there talking to her, and he says, "Hey, can you give me a drink?" She's just like, "Dude, why are you talking to me? You know, what's going on here?" All right, next one. Verse 8. So she's drawing water. He said he was alone at that time because his disciples had gone in the village to buy some food. Okay, keep going. Keep it rolling. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Next verse. Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." So he's talking about drinking water, and then he says living water. So obviously he's not talking about the same well. "But sir, you don't have..." Okay, so she's still looking at the regular water here. "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water?" She's kind of like, all right, this guy's smoking something. All right, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about getting this living water. I don't know. I don't know what he's smoking. Okay, go next. 13. Jesus replied, Go back to 12. "And besides, do you think..." Okay, there we go. "And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestors Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Next. Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again." Okay, he's talking about the water in the well. "But those who drink the water I give them will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said. Okay, so after he starts describing this, he compares it. You know, "You're going to drink this water. Just like I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to drink this cup of water right here." Yeah. "But see, I just drank this, but what I'm going to do in about 20 minutes, I'm going to have another drink, right?" But he's saying, if you drink the water I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. This thing will renew in you and renew in you. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So she says, "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again. I won't have to come here to get water." So she's still thinking kind of, you know, like, okay, if he gives me this water will keep like coming to my, you know, my kitchen, and I won't ever have to come back to the well. He says, and then Jesus says to her, okay, so she's coming to him. Jesus offered her the deal. You remember when he said, "I can give you water, living water that'll never run out." There was his deal, okay? Now she had something in her hands. She couldn't receive it. So she's saying, "Give me this. I want this new thing. I want this thing. Go ahead, hand it over to me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give it to me. Go ahead." And Jesus is like, so this is what he says. "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. Well, this was kind of an important question to her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. And then Jesus said, here he is. Because what Jesus did right here, he exposed what she's holding on to, what she's got. So Jesus is not single. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband." Keep going. So he starts sticking to her. "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." Man. So she's never met this guy before, right? And he just read her mail. Just like, whoosh. She's like, "How do you know? You know, oh my gosh, like, how do you know? I've only had 4 husbands. What are you talking? Okay, yeah, there was 5. Whatever." So Jesus offers the deal of the living water, but then he's like, "Look what you've got in your hands. You're carrying all this hurt. You're carrying all this baggage from 5 marriages, okay? That's 5 marriages that she was in and out of. And then she's living with a guy that she's not even married to, which is against the Bible." So, yes. So she's sitting there. She's in sin. She's got all these things holding her down, and she wants this, but Jesus is saying, "Look at that. Look at what you have in your hand. You have to let that go before I can give you this living water." She's like, "Oh, so sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet." No duh. Okay. You know, like, all right. She says, "Sir, you must be a prophet. Like, how would you know that?" Yeah, of course. And he goes on to tell her that he is the Messiah and everything. And she goes off to tell, "Come see a man, you know, that told me everything I did, but still loved me, still knew me." So With this woman at the well, she was holding on to something. God wanted her to give her something else, but she was holding on to something. Now, maybe some of you in here, you've got something, right? Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's something that isn't so right. Maybe it's something that's literally hurting you. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's hurts, maybe there's pains, maybe there's unforgiveness. Maybe there's people that deserve to get what's coming to them, but you're holding on to unforgiveness. And God wants to give you something new, but he can't because you've got something you're holding on to. You've got something in your hands, just like the woman at the well. So when Jesus goes to give you this, he says, look. And as soon as you ask him for it, he'll show you. Say, look what you got. You got to let that go, and I'll give you something else, something better. See, because God's got something internal. God's got something that's not going to hurt you. God's got something that's going to breathe life into you. And you want that. Let me tell you, you guys mind if I tell you a quick story? Quick story. It's a real story, really happened, really personal. So it's more, yeah, you got 5 minutes? Okay, cool. You'll be staying for 10. All right, cool. So anyways, I at one point, I dated this girl for a very long time, okay? I had this relationship going. I was probably like 19, 20. And, you know, I thought, okay, this is it, right? This is the girl I'm going to marry, okay? I made this decision in my mind, you know. I'm like, this is the girl I'm going to marry. This is the girl for me. God has sent her to me, you know, amen, blah, blah, blah. And so I made this decision, right? And I've got this girl chosen for me and everything. And I'm like, God, I'm going to go into ministry. I'm going to marry this girl. So there's the first problem. I'm telling God what I'm doing. I'm kind of like, yeah, God, this is what's up. I'm doing this, this, and this. Okay, cool. You agree? Awesome. And he really didn't. So as many times as you try me to get to break this relationship off, and maybe there's a guy or a girl in here you can relate. You're like, man, I'm in that relationship right now, you know. But as much as he'd been trying to get me to break this relationship off, I wouldn't. I thought it was something I needed. I thought I needed this relationship. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship. You thought, oh, if he just broke up with me. Girls are so dramatic. If he just broke up with me, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably just die. I don't know. Oh. And then he breaks up with her. She cries about him a day. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm fine, girl. I've rose above. That's the good thing about girls is they can cry about it one day and then they're done. They're, you know, they spend the whole day and they're like, And the next day they walk out the door and they're just like, yeah, what's up? I don't need this. And it's the same answer when you ask a girl. It's funny. No, when you ask a girl what happened, why this relationship fell apart, you're like, hey, why'd y'all break up? The girl's like, oh, let me tell you. List. Oh, this, and he did this, and he did that. And can you believe he did this? Now the greatest thing, here it is. When you ask a guy, you say, hey, why'd you break up? Dude, I don't know. She just went nuts. Dude, I don't know. She just went crazy. Dude, she is out of her mind. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's cool though, because I got more time to play Xbox. All right, it's cool. So you're like, all right, whatever. Okay, so that's crazy. But I'm in this relationship, right? Okay, now it's New Year's Eve. Let me paint this picture for you. Now, girls can maybe sympathize with me here. My fiance, okay, I've proposed to this girl, you know, and everything, and I thought everything was great. You know, I spent all this money on this ring, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, we proposed, and everything went good. It was all over Facebook. You know, my status changed to engaged. I was like, hey, what's up, you know? So I'm all excited. Yeah, I'm all excited, and she goes away for New Year's or whatever and doesn't answer any of my calls, okay? And they come to find out, I'd been played, all right? What are you doing? Oh. I was like, yes, exactly. That's what was going on. Okay, so I dropped all this money. All right. Anyways, I dropped all this money on this ring, right, and all this stuff, and I'm getting played. And I'm just like, I was so mad. But at that night, I realized God showed me something. He was like, This isn't for you. And he asked me, are you ready to trade? Do you want what I have? I was just like, God, yeah. I'm done with this. Now, imagine this. I had to take this ring back, okay? I had to take this ring I bought. I had to take it back to the store. Okay, we've been engaged for like a month and a half, all right? So I had to take this ring back. So I'm walking in the jewelry store. Now, there is no going back after this, right? Now, if this girl ever came to me and was like, hey, let's go, you know, obviously not now, but then if somebody came, I was like, no, I don't think so. I just took a ring back to the store, you know? So when you walk into the jewelry store, and obviously, you just bought an engagement ring, so they know why. I go to give it back to the lady, right? I walk up, I'm all serious. hand her the ring. She's just like, and she looks at it because she's the one that sold me to the ring. I was so excited to propose and everything like that. She goes, oh, no, what happened? And I was like, no, no, wait, no, no. I just looked at her and I said, she got hit by a bus. I was like, yep, she's dead. Here you go. Shit, the lady, she looks at me. She's really not even sure what to say. And she's probably contemplating, like, did this guy kill this girl? Like, oh, my gosh. You know? And so she sets down the stuff, and she just walks in the back, right? And another lady comes out and helps me finish the process. But I'm sitting there just, like, serious and walk out, and, man, I just started laughing. Now, after that, you guys actually see that bass I was playing with? That money, that ring? I built that bass. Okay? And now that was probably one of the best exchanges ever. But the best exchange was not only was it only a couple months, not only was it a couple months later, I met my awesome, beautiful, wonderful wife that I proposed to. And then she actually, yeah, she's sick tonight. I proposed to her and she said yes, and she didn't cheat on me. And we got married and it's awesome. Now, yes, we will have kids. But one day, see, it was one day. That was it. Listen. Almost done. It was just one day. God said, do you want what I have? And I said, yes. But I had to let go of what I was holding on to. It was a relationship that was just eating me to death. It was just sucking all the life out of me. I was just so, like, not the person that I am. I mean, if you saw me, I was just like, oh, gosh, I don't want to start. Shh, I don't even want to start. I don't even want to talk about it. All right? But listen. Shh. Listen. Shh. Check it out. God has something amazing he wants to give you tonight. You say, but how could it happen so fast? I met my wife 3 months later. Got married in like 5 months. Okay? That's crazy. Like, yeah. I don't play. All right? No, but seriously, when God has something for you, it's so much better than what you're holding on to. So much better. Can somebody get the lights for me? Tyler, if you could come up here. Now see, tonight, it's a great exchange. You see, God loved you so much. He sent his one and only son to die for you, to die for your sins, to make you new, so you didn't have to live a miserable life without him. Shh, no talking. You talk around, I'm going to send you out. So bow your heads. Everybody bow your head.